Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 307 for October 16th, 2011. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And thank you for stopping aboard and listening to the show. And coming up, we have Robbie Hamdi, continuing the interview with him, and we're going to talk about how you can be a full-service travel agent by selling airfare and making more income as well. And the music in the show is provided by IOTA Promonet. The song you're listening to is Brother Mister by the Christian McBride Band. And it's from the album The Good Feeling. And you can listen to the full song at the end of the show. And we do like to promote the independent artists here on the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And the artists that you hear are independent. These are artists that you would not normally hear on the radio stations at home. So you will hear a variety of music here on the Home Base Travel Agent Show. But you know, that's not what we're all about. The music is there to provide a little liveliness in the audio recording. The show is about being a travel agent, or if you're interested in being a travel agent, it's all about the business of being a travel professional. And we interview people here on the show that are interesting to us, Lorraine and I, and we hope interesting to you and help you with your travel business or give you some insight into the world of the travel trade. And the people that we have on the show, they are not paid. They do not pay us to be on the show. Again, we have them here because we find them interesting. We do have one paid sponsor, and that is GoToMeeting by the Citrix Corporation. And you know, online meetings are a great tool for business to work smarter. And who doesn't want to work smarter? I know I use GoToMeeting by Citrix quite often. And I highly recommend GoToMeeting, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service available. You can join meetings in seconds without the technical headaches. It's very easy to set up, and you can just schedule your meetings, and they're secure meetings, and you can do this with just one click. Plus, you can hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. In addition to all that, you get voice over IP or toll-free audio conferencing all included in that rate. So with GoToMeeting, you can do everything from sales calls to project meetings right from your own desk. You can also have travel events using GoToMeeting, invite clients, and show them different travel deals and cruise nights right on GoToMeeting. So GoToMeeting makes your meetings more cost-effective and time-efficient, and that is better for business. So try GoToMeeting now, and you can try it for free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings for free. And all you have to do is visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST. And if you want to learn more about the Home Base Travel Agent Show, or look at the show notes, or actually go to the website and you can play the show and play previous shows right there on the website, and that's located at HometravelAgent.net. HometravelAgent.net will take you there, find all the show notes, find all the links, and even play the audio right there, and you can search past shows using the search box provided on the website. So with that, what I want to do is get right into the co-hosted segment and the continuing interview with Robbie Hamdi from Nexion Corporation. So here we go. Okay, we're back once again for another session of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're back in another week for the show, but we're still here doing the same interview that we had last week with Robbie, and I'll have Lorraine reintroduce Robbie here in a second. But this week we're going to continue the interview with Robbie and talk about how to get into the business of airline ticketing. And I know some of you are interested in that because I know you wished that you were a full-service travel agent and you didn't have to send your clients out somewhere else to find their airline tickets. Well, you don't have to. And with that, I'll let Lorraine take it over and introduce Robbie again for this segment of the interview.
Great. Thank you, Barry. For those of you who are listening to our last week's podcast, we left our dear friend Robbie Hamida with a different hat on, and he went into the green room and changed hats. And just like Jack in the Box, he is back this week with a new hat, new title, same cute voice and lovely laugh. But now Robbie will be the Director of Strategic Air Programs for Nexion. Hi, Robbie. Welcome back to the show, and tell us what you're doing with this position.
Well, thanks again for having me. I can't believe it's been a whole week.
Time flies.
It does.
No pun intended, Robbie.
Yes, I know. Flying. I mean, I absolutely love flying. So, you know, I changed positions this past May, and I am Nexion's as Director of Strategic Air Programs. And that, you know, that is an all-encompassing title. You know, it means a lot of things and means nothing at the same time. So, but one of the reasons we have this position at Nexion is because we, you know, need to do more with our agents to help them understand that they need to be that full service, you know, in some respects, travel agent to their customers. And one thing, you know, agents have done for a long time, especially, you know, in recent years with the advent of the internet, is, you know, agents would book one part of the trip. Maybe I book that great cruise out of Barcelona. And then when it comes time to do the air, I send the customers to the internet, you know, to book their air. And that is not how I think travel professionals should be doing their, you know, doing business. I believe if you're going to book that customer on that great cruise, you should be getting them to that cruise and figuring out what else you can throw in there to give that customer the full experience. So, you know, when we created this position, air is such a huge part of our industry, and we had to figure out a way to help our agents sell more air.
And then that's where you pop in.
That is where I come in. That is correct. And you know what? And it is a task, but you know, I am up for it because it allows me, and I was telling Lorraine you this earlier, it allows me to combine, you know, three of my huge passions. You know, the first one, you know, I absolutely love this industry. It was my first job and I'm excited to be in it. You know, the second thing is education, which is why, you know, I was at, you know, at Nexion as my first job with Nexion, you know, with the Power Up program. And then the third thing is airlines. You know, my first job was with a major airline in Chicago, where I'm from, and that is my passion. I love the airlines.
Sorry, Robbie. You are passionate about the airlines. Now, what do you do in your personal life that's not work-related that you do on your own time for the airlines?
You know, it's fun whenever possible. I am one of those people that I buy airline tickets and fly places not for any particular reason. Just because I am happy to be on an airplane. I am happy to be at the airport. You know, anything that in my life, it's funny. I look around just my home office, and there's about 20 model airplanes sitting around. I have three inflatable airplanes and a dirigible hanging from the ceiling. You know, I am surrounded by airplanes and aircraft. And on Saturdays, you know, for 5 years, every Saturday, you know, for the exceptions of when I'm out joy flying, yeah, I am at DFW Airport here in Dallas volunteering. I am a DFW ambassador, and I wear a lovely cowboy hat, felt in the winter and mesh in the summer, and a green forest green vest in the summer or a forest green jacket in the winter. And I actually volunteer inside of international customs. I meet a lot of our inbound international aircraft from all over the world that come into DFW, and I help those people process through customs quickly and efficiently and get them to their next gate. So I get to deal with, you know, thousands of passengers. I touch roughly about 2,000 passengers every Saturday, and I meet about 17 flights.
Wow.
So it's, you know, from Sydney, Australia, we have the Qantas flight that we stole from San Francisco that we're happy about.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime, Lorraine. we have, of course, American Airlines. This is their fortress. So we're happy to have all those flights come in, as well as Lufthansa and Korean and, British Airways brings a nice 747 in every day. So we're always happy to see that come in, loaded and loaded with travelers. And I just love being around them. It's always different every single Saturday.
Well, good on you. Good on you. I think that's exciting. I think maybe you were a bird in another life. What do you think?
It's quite possible. Quite possible. Or maybe a four trimotor engine.
So tell us about the AIR program. I'm an agent who's not had GDS. And unfortunately, I've been one of those people who have either had to book AIR for my client in a package when I'm working with, say, All About Hawaii or another tour company, because it's just too time consuming. And as we all know, airlines, bless those people, don't pay commission for the amount of time and work that you put into the work to get a good booking for your client. Mm-hmm. So this sounds like it's an additional program that would be able to help the home-based agent be able to put a package together for their clients and be able to have them put everything together instead of sending them off to the internet.
Yeah, you know what? It's when booking AIR, there's a lot of things you have to look at. And being the travel professional, you always want to have some options for your customer. You know, there will always be the package that you'll book through, one of the tour operators, especially depending on where they're going, where you are better off doing that. And that's not bad at all. You need to do what's right by your customer. But there's going to be some times where a customer may just need AIR in a car, or they just need the airfare to get somewhere because maybe they're just going home to visit mom or visit dad or visit the kids. And what they need is just the airline ticket to get there. So we wanted to make sure for our agents who don't know how to use a GDS or don't understand how to use a GDS. And for those that don't know what a GDS is, it's a global distribution system. It's a computer system that, the airlines built back in the 60s and 70s to help them manage, their flight loads and manage selling, travel. And we wanted to make sure, a lot of it's coded. A lot of it is, even though the GDSs are now coming up with little cute little graphical ways to book AIR, we wanted to make sure one of the first things that Nexion did is they put in a tool that years ago, maybe four now, they called Nexion Express. And Nexion Express they launched to give those people the opportunity to book AIR. Well, the internet changes, technology moves very quickly. And we, started the server tool to replace that. And we found, a great company in New York that was able to put, a tool together and meet a lot of our needs to build a tool and customize the existing tool they had to meet next needs and meet our agents' needs. And, we call that tool SNAP, the Simple Nexion AIR Program. And what that tool is, it's a point-and-click interface that actually uses Sabre behind the scenes. And it goes in, it finds the AIR, it finds, the hotel you need, it finds the car. Agents can even book rail in the Northeast Corridor for Amtrak. And it allows an easy point-and-click interface to get to that AIR. So you, as the agent, are booking the AIR for the customer, not booking it through the airline website, not sending them to another online travel agency, such as Orbitz or Travelocity or even Google. You with them, you're able to maintain, manage, and just take care of that customer while they're on their trip. But when you're selling AIR, there has to be more than just booking the AIR. It's a very complicated beast. But it's a wonderful beast. It's, especially in my eyes, because I love it. But agents, we have to do more to help them understand why they should be booking AIR. So this year, we've had 6 webinars already. We are going to do even more next year to help educate agents who maybe have not sold AIR or not understood what makes AIR AIR. And we wanted to make sure that they understood the routes, the hubs, the alliances, co-chairs, legalities when booking air. There are some Department of Transportation rules as an agent when booking for your customer you have to advise your customers about. We wanted to make sure agents understood all of that as well. So in addition to that, we also wanted to make sure our agents were able to take advantage of a lot of the commission programs that we have with a lot of our airlines. It's something that, you know, in the past, many of our GDS agents, you know, we're able to take advantage of easily and quickly. But, you know, a non-air agent sometimes doesn't understand, you know, when reading an airline contract, what some of the ins and outs are. So we did a couple things. One, we, you know, put in this new Snap tool that we launched late August that, you know, we were happy to launch. And it's been a huge success, you know, with the agents that have used it. And, you know, we also wanted to make sure that we had a team to support those agents. So one of the big changes that we made, you know, middle this year, we decided to make this change. And, you know, now we have, you know, three wonderful people, you know, who support our non-GDS agents. Because what we had was we have two teams now. We have a team that supports our GDS agents. Those people are very format driven. You know, the GDS, for those that have used it, know it's very cryptic. You know, it's a lot of crosses and slashes and change keys and pillows and you name it, all these keys that no one had ever seen on their keyboard in their life. Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to book an airline ticket. So, you know, that's what one of the teams does. And, you know, we call them our classic ticketing team. You know, because we work in all four of the main GDSs. And then we have what we call our Snap team. And the Snap team, they are there to handhold and to help with bookings and help agents understand how to read a contract and understand a booking. You know, it's a totally separate option on our phone queue. We wanted to make sure that we had people in place to help those agents book air. And so that was a decision we did have to make. If we really wanted this to work, we had to make sure the team was in place to help those agents, not just give them a tool and a little bit of webinar training. We had to have the support team in place as well.
And that's one of the great offers of being a Nexion agent, is that you're offered that extra help. Because if someone comes in and they want to start booking air, they all have to start somewhere. So it's really great to hear that you have a support team that's going to be able to help the individual learn the process so they eventually don't need you to help in the process. But during the beginning part, be able to get training, whether it's on the phone with a live person or webinars. Now, are these webinars that you're offering, are they in the archives and people are able to go back and look at them?
Yes. Once our new Nexion University launches next week, all the webinars that we've done in the past year will be in Nexion University, and all the ones that are coming next year, you know, those will all be available live and then also stored for a year in Nexion University. So there's, you know, they'll be able to read, you know, hear what's already happened, definitely listen for future ones and listen to those live or listen to those recordings as well. You know, because we do realize our agents, you know, aren't always going to be available at the time we do something live. So we want to make sure we do have those recorded so the agent can get to those later.
And you said they're stored for up to a year?
We do store them for up to a year. You know, if it's something extra, extra special, we keep it a little bit longer. But usually our classes do expire 1 year after the day of the recording.
Well, which that makes sense, because technology changes and what may have been appropriate in November of 2010 no longer applies in October 2011. So it's good to see that things are kept current and changed.
Yep. You know, and I guess, you know, we always have to keep ready and keep current. And, you know, one of the thing too, that support team that we have that supports our Snap team, you know, that does support our non-GDS agents, you know, there's so much that scares agents. And, you know, sometimes we have to look at the why an agent doesn't sell air. And that's one of the toughest things we had. We actually interviewed a lot of agents who we've never seen an air booking from and asked them why they don't do it. And some of them said they do. They just don't do it through Nexion because they're afraid they're going to get a debit memo. And, you know, and anyone that's in the business probably knows what a debit memo is. And you know what? The name, I think, is scarier than the actual debit memo. And, you know, agents who, you know, get debit memos, I would probably say 99% of the debit memos that we see at Nexion were caused by an agent error or an agent not following the rules, you know, of a ticket. One thing when it comes to the SNAP desk, because the agent is not accessing the GDS, because the agent is not actually making the booking, you know, they're in Sabre, they're not actually running the ticket, they're not doing all that, the risk of debit memo is almost nil, because we are taking on a lot of that responsibility to make sure that reservation is 100% correct, you know, when we push it through, so the agent really has no risk of booking airline tickets. You know, the only risk, of course, is, you know, you want to always protect yourself from fraud. You don't want to give us a fake credit card. You know, those we can never protect you from. You have to protect yourself, you know, with those. But, you know, the other thing too, we had to, this whole support team that's down there, you know, with the hand holding, they're doing so much more. They're watching for schedule changes, things that agents, you know, have to do. You know, if there's something comes through, a schedule change, if they need to keep checking for a seat assignment on a certain flight, that is stuff they will continue to do until, you know, your customer is taken care of. So it alleviates the agent from having to do that, and again all that fear is removed from the equation, so they can be comfortable selling the air.
Interesting. Wonderful. Well, that's a great program. I'm really glad that that it's taking off, and I hope to learn more about it. Barry, did you have any questions for Robbie?
Well, I've been sitting here happily and blessed listening to all this, because gosh, you know, that's a great system, a great program, and it really is a great offering for agents who want to be full service agents. And I was just focused on that, and I can't think of a question right offhand.
You know, and that's the thing. It's the whole full service thing. And, you know, at the conference, I was, you know, I taught a couple classes at our big annual conference in New Orleans last month. And, you know, I did give our agents a little bit of tough love. And, you know, I love dishing out the tough love. I got it from my mom, so I feel I have to share it with everybody else. But it's, you know, agents, I talk to agents and I hear agents complain, the internet is taking away my business. And then I ask them how they would stop it. And then they would give me some ideas. You know, I want to close the internet. The internet should go off, you know, stuff that's unrealistic. And I ask them and I say, so why do you think your customers are going to the internet? Well, I don't know why they go to the internet. I'm like, okay, well, tell me about your last booking. Well, you know, I had this great round the world cruise, got them all booked. And then, you know, I don't do air. So I had them go on the internet to get their air, you know, into San Francisco and out of Fort Lauderdale. Well, you sent them to the internet. So, you know, that could be part of the problem. You are sending them to the internet. There's more on the internet than what you sent your customer to do. And you can't do that. You can't send them there and then get mad at a machine because you think the machine is taking your business away.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as cruel and horrible as that sounds, it's true. You know, and a lot of agents spend a lot of time worrying about, you know, the market directly to my customers, they're going to do this. You know, if you were a travel professional and you were providing your customer with that smile and giving them the vacation they want and being there when they need them, following up before the trip, following up after the trip, you will never lose that customer. They will always be by your side.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I absolutely agree with you in the part about following up with your clients. Show me the pictures. Tell me about the stories. How was the trip? Would you recommend this place to another one of my future clients? Would you not? How would you change it? Do you have friends you'd recommend me to? Just follow up, follow up, follow up. They want to tell you about their great vacation. And if they tell you some bad things that happened, just listen with an open mind.
Yep. And you know what? It's an education opportunity for you as the agent. It might be something about the hotel you weren't aware of. And you may consider that the next time somebody asks to go there. You can go, wow, you know, Mrs. Jones, you know, told me at that hotel where the pool was by comparison to the beach was not very good. I have to remember that for next time. Mm-hmm. Because we learn from our customers as they learn from our options that we give them.
Absolutely. And if you've been there personally and can recommend it, then you're able to say that. Going on some of the trainings, fam trips are always better for an agent to be able to put their full senses in something. Webinars are great, but being right. able to give that personal feedback, I'm sorry, you can't get that from the gnome. The gnome is not going to...
That is true. That is true. But, you know, it all boils down to owning that booking. You are the professional travel agent. You must own that booking. And it does. A lot of 90% of the time, they are flying somewhere to get on that trip. If it's not, you know, a home to, you know, cruise from close to home port, they are going to fly to get there. And it means starting with the air. You have that relationship with that customer. You need to be able to book that airfare and get them from point A to point B, not turn the customer away because, you know, I don't book air. Well, you should. You can book that $20,000 cruise for them, but you can't book their flight home to see their grandmother. That's so impersonal of you as the professional. And it's, yes, I know agents do have their niches, but it's, you got to own that customer. You got to own that relationship and you have to own each individual booking. And, you know, and one other thing too, we got a lot of feedback from our agents. You shouldn't do it for free either. of course, many domestic, you know, flights don't offer commission. You know, we do have some that do. You know, we have this wonderful relationship, you know, with our parent company. We know we're a wholly owned branch of Zelle, which is owned by Travel Leaders. And, you know, that has given us some, and our agents, some new opportunities, you know, to earn commission on many of the airlines. You know, we have over 45 carriers, you know, including some domestic routes that do offer commission. So, you know, our agents are always looking to see if they can get their customer on that route, you know, to earn that commission. But the thing when it comes to, you know, that booking and earning the commission and, you know, helping that customer, a lot of agents have to understand that when something is not commissionable, your time is still money and you should be charging a service fee. And that's one thing we did add to our Snap tool that we launched, is the ability for those agents to charge a fee. You are a professional. You should feel comfortable to charge for your services. And, you know, look at what your competitors are charging. Look at what, you know, people in your area are charging. Don't be afraid to charge a fee either for your time.
Exactly. Well,
even if it's $5, charge something so your customer knows, I am a professional. This is an investment of my time, but you're my customer and I love you. So I'm going to do this for you for $5 or for $10 or for $20, whatever that number is. You have to decide what that number is. But it's don't be afraid to charge a fee when you're booking that airline ticket, but don't turn the airline ticket away.
Right. And as you're saying, be upfront with your client. Well, if you would prefer not to have a service charge, which is totally up to them. It's also up to them to book their own air. And when they've been on the internet for 2 hours and pulling their hair out of their head because things change every 2 minutes, mm-hmm. they'll understand why there's a service fee for your time because you're a professional.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? And the internet is inundated. I mean, I remember, you know, I'll use eBay as an example. You know, I remember when eBay first came out. I mean, there were maybe a couple thousand things on eBay, you know, before eBay really took off. And if you wanted to find something, it was so easy to find. Now I type something in, you know, 12,000 things of that item come up. You know, it's the same with travel. You know, you're looking for a flight and you go online to find your flight and it gives you 12,000 combinations, you know, with 8,000 different fares. Who has that kind of time to decide which one's going to be the most perfect? That's what the travel professional is for.
Right.
And you know, and as a travel professional, I carry that flag like you wouldn't believe, and I'm happy to fly it.
Oh, Robbie, don't ever change. Thank you again for being on our show with your new hat. And I think it's a perfect fit for you. I can't think of anybody who would be better at this position and being able to share your experience, strength, and hope with other people and a head team doing this. So what would be a good way for people to connect with you if they need to connect with you and also to get more information about this program?
Well, you know, of course, nexion.com is the best place to start. You know, nexion.com. And up on the top right-hand side, you know, as after you've done, you know, perusing our website, lots of great information there on who we are, you know, where we came from, you know. You know, Nexion has been around since 1995, you know, formerly owned by Sabre, now owned by Travel Leaders. You know, we are a little company that could, and, you know, I work with a great team of people. But Nexion.com, top right corner of that page is a getting started form. And in that getting started form, the agent can click there and our sales team, you know, fill out some information, you know, who you are, and our sales team, you know, will get in touch with you so you can get more information on Nexion, including, you know, they can spend some time and do a live demo as well. I know for agents who are also members of NACTA, I know we'll be doing a webinar with them soon as well. So, you know, stay tuned for those. And then for me, of course, you know, best way to get a hold of me is, you know, we have our Nexion Facebook page. I'm one of the moderators, so you can always find me there. And that's facebook.com/Nexion, N-E-X-I-O-N, Inc., all run together. Or Robbie, R-O-B-B-I, dot Hamida, H-A-M-I-D-A, at Nexion.com. Or even easier, sales@Nexion.com. And you can just say, forward this to Robbie. And it will find its way to get to me.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you again for being on the show. You've been a great guest.
Oh, thank you, Lorraine. And thank you, Barry.
You're welcome.
Barry, what is a good way for our listeners to reach you?
Well, people can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook, facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And Lorraine?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's S-H-A-R-P-T-O-N. G-U-E-D at M-A-C.com. Once a Mac person, always a Mac person. And you can always reach me on Facebook at Lorraine R, and that's spelled L-O-R-E-N-E-R. And we will see you in a couple of weeks, Barry. I'm on my way out the door to go to the NACTA annual conference. So I will be gone for a couple of weeks.
Great. Have a good time and come back and report to us.
Absolutely. You betcha.
All right. Thanks, Robbie. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you again in another week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robbie. And thank you, Lorraine, for a great co-hosted segment. And this is the part of the show where we go into the news segment. And I have three news articles for you today, as I usually do. And the first news article talks about the world's largest cruise sale. And the sale highlights National Cruise Vacation Week, which is currently going on, and that's during the week of October 17th through the 23rd. Now, North American Vacations have a one-time opportunity to buy cruises at incredible values during the world's largest cruise sale. And there's over 5,000 travel agencies throughout the U.S. and Canada who are teaming up for the National Cruise Week. And maybe you're one of those agencies that's doing that. But this offers your clients a means to save from $100 to $5,000 or more in some cases, and shipboard spending credits valued at $50 to over $300, plus upgrades to suite accommodations. And there's many other incentives as well, including shore excursions and deposit waivers and more. So among some of the outstanding values during this cruise sale, there's 3 to 5 day Caribbean cruises starting at $249, 68-day sailing starting at $429, and a $2,000 savings per couple on a river cruise through Burgundy and Provence. So you want to look at this, take a look at the article. This may be an opportunity to help out your clients who are thinking about taking a cruise. And this article comes from thebusinesswire.com, a press release, and it's sponsored by CLIA. And the next article I have comes from the Miami Herald. And did you know that the Walt Disney World is having its 40th birthday? 40 years ago, on October 1st, Walt Disney World opened, and that was 1971. The grand opening ceremony was actually not until October 25th. And you know, a lot of people thought that Disney World was going to be a boondoggle, and their stock took a tumble at the time they opened. But it wasn't too long after that, come Thanksgiving, there were so many visitors who were trying to enter the park that they had to periodically close its doors to accommodate the crowds. So Disney has been a success virtually since it opened up. Now, since 1971, Disney's grown to over 40 square miles and has four separate theme parks. You know, the first theme park was the Magic Kingdom. Now it has four separate theme parks, two water parks, 24 hotels with more than 27,000 rooms. It also has more than 300 shops, more than 300 eating places, five golf courses, a sports complex, and many other unique attractions. You know, the Magic Kingdom has become the biggest theme park in the world in attendance. Now, Disney doesn't release these figures, but there's an estimate that the Magic Kingdom drew 16,972,000 visitors in 2010. Now, that's a lot of people visiting Disney, and a lot of opportunity for you to find clients that may want to take a trip to Disney World. So if you want to learn more about this article from the Miami Herald, check out the link in the show notes, and you can go there and read up a little bit about the Disney history and some of the things that Disney has to offer and the way they've grown in the past 40 years. Now the next article comes from the travel section of USA Today, and I found this interesting because, you know, I know you have a lot of clients that like to take all-inclusive vacations, and this article has to do with the 10 great places to find value in an all-inclusive resort. And that's value, not necessarily the cheapest all-inclusive, but the ones that have the most value. You know, the cheapest isn't always the best, and this article lists 10 places, and I'll mention three of the places that they mention here. And the first one is the Tamarind Aruba All-Inclusive Resorts, and the average price is $324 a day, a night. And there's the Iberostar Costa Dorada Hotel in Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. And their average price is $149. What a deal for your clients. Now this article is good to take a look at because you can get some idea of what might be the best places and the best all-inclusive resorts to offer your clients. Now the last one I'm going to mention is Paradise Island in the Bahamas. And this resort is next to the sprawling Atlantis Resort, and the Rio provides the best of both worlds. It offers plenty of free activities during the day, and you also have the chance to wander over to Atlantis Casino and restaurants at night. So it's a great value. The average price there is $336. So if you want to see the remaining seven resorts, take a look at the article in the show notes. Okay, that brings us to the end of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and we look forward to bringing you this show, and we've been doing that since 2005. So now until our next show, I want to wish you all safe travels and stay healthy, and we'll see you again soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.